Welcome to CodyCast. This is Cody Allen's podcast.
Cody, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Jordan Davis.
How you doing?
Jordan. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man.
Congratulations on your big news today.
Thank you.
And your wife, Kristen, expecting a baby boy. That is awesome.
We are stoked, man. Thank you very much.
Did you announce a date or roundabout? How far along is she?
So she's due September 2nd.
September 2nd. Okay. So, wow. And a boy, too. You have a girl already. So what are you looking forward to when it comes to having a boy?
Man, I just, like, think back on, like, you know, those special times with, like, your dad, like, with me, like, you know, him taking me fishing and stuff like that. Like, I just, like, those memories are just, like, super vivid.
Yeah.
So I think for me, it's kind of like, you know, I'm hoping that that's something that he's into. I kind of get to recreate those and, you know, hopefully, you know, have my dad out there too, kind of full circle thing. I think that'd be, you know, little moments like that. Yeah. And I think are just like super special.
Our baseball for me, my dad used to take us to baseball games. We had like a minor league team in Columbia, South Carolina, where I grew up, the Columbia Mets. They were tied into the New York Mets. So me and my son have always bonded over baseball. And even now, I took him to the Sounds yesterday. And, well, it was a beautiful day and perfect. And just it's peanuts and the hot dogs and the baseball and the national anthem. It's just awesome.
And, dude, isn't it something, too? Because we had the Shreveport Captains.
Yeah.
They were like the Giants, I think, double-A team maybe. But, like, there's something special about minor league ball.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, pro ball's fun. Like, it's always, you know, cool to go to, like, Yankee Stadium and, like, see the big leaguers play. But, like, man, it's – minor league baseball games are special.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's one of my fondest memories of my dad growing up. All right, so congratulations. I know that's big, and I'm so excited for you. By the way, what do you remember about the day she broke the news to you about the baby boy on the way?
You know, I think it just, I remember it was so much different than the first time.
Really?
Because, like, the first time, yeah, we were in New York. I think we were doing the Today Show or something. Or maybe we were playing Good Morning America.
Mm-hmm.
And she flew up, and I thought it was kind of weird that she was flying up. I was like, this is like a 3:30 lobby call, like 3:30 a.m. Like, this is not a show that you want to, like, fly up for, but... Well, she flew up and told me the night before we played. So that was, like, really cool to where, like, this one, I feel like she just came out of her office one day and was like, I'm pregnant. Like, totally just kind of threw it on me. So, but, you know, I mean, it just obviously such a blessing. And, you know, we're just hoping now for healthy baby, healthy mama.
Right.
But definitely different than the first time she broke the news.
Yep. New EP also out on Friday, By Dirt. You got Luke Bryan to record the title track with you. So how did that come together? Did you choose Luke? Is he someone you always wanted to sing with, or how did it happen?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Luke's been a huge influence on me since I moved to Nashville. And, you know, I mean, I know a lot of people see, like, Luke and on Idol and playing shows, but... man, you know, like, Luke Bryan's a great guy.
Yep.
And so, you know, I got to know him a couple years ago after an award show at the after party. Got to play around and golf with him and hang with him. You know, did Crash My Playa when we were all down there. And just kind of really got to know Luke more as a person, as a dad. And when I wrote By Dirt, he kind of stood out as far as a guy that kind of embodies that message of what the song is. And I actually just sent it to him in a text message. I was like, man, Luke, this song means a lot to me, and I would love to have you on it. Obviously, I know you're busy. Don't even feel the need to get back to me if it's not going to work. But, you know, I was just thinking about it. So, and dude, he got right back to me, listened to the song, said he loved it. And man, it was just crazy to be in the studio with him and seeing Luke sing one of my songs, man, it's pretty special.
That's awesome. Yeah, he's the best. So that is out on Friday. Meantime, Almost Maybe is climbing the charts and getting ever so close to number one as we speak. So where'd the idea for that one come from?
Hillary Lindsay, one of the best songwriters I've ever been in a room with. She came in and she had that title and was just kind of like, you know, I don't really know what to do with it, but I love these two words next to each other. And I just kind of started thinking back on, like, those past relationships that get you one step closer to the one that works. you know. And they're not bad, you know. I didn't want to like bash any of them, but right. It's just kind of, yeah, like, you know, that's the last thing, because right. A lot of it was probably my fault. But you know, it just wasn't the right one, and yeah. You know, and each wrong one gets you one step closer to the right one. And it's really cool to see a lot of people kind of relate with that.
Yes. Aside from the sentiment of, you know, like of relationships, it kind of works for lots of things, I think, in life. With things happen for a reason, disappointments. And at the time, you can be completely upset over something not going your way, and yet it makes sense to you now. Was there ever anything like that with you? Like, okay, I don't understand why this is happening. It doesn't seem right now. But later it was like, oh, that happened, so this could happen.
Yeah. Man, I had an internship my senior year of college, or I guess my junior summer, going into my senior year of college. And it was a great internship, and I was working for this environmental company back in my hometown, and I ended up getting fired from the internship. And I remember with a week left in my internship, I only had 5 days left, and I got fired because I didn't strap down a piece of equipment good enough, like when I was bringing it back to the office, and it fell off the trailer. Yeah. And it was a generator. It was like $5,000. So the guy's like, hey man, just turn everything in now. Like, you know, and I remember getting back to school being like, oh my gosh, dude, I worked an entire summer for this internship. And it like, I can't even use it now, you know?
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where it's like, you know, I was never supposed to be doing environmental stuff. Like you know, and here I am now writing songs and doing this, but you know, at the time, It was pretty devastating.
Yeah, right. Wow, yeah. Aren't you glad that, yeah, led to something to bring you to where you are? That's crazy.
Absolutely.
Kane Brown, you're going on tour with him. He's a cool guy. And have you guys gotten to know each other? Do you know each other? And how fun will it be to be out on the road with him soon?
Yeah, man, I've known Kane for a couple of years now. We played some shows together, you know. Uh-huh. Probably two or three shows together 2 or 3 years ago, and we kind of talked about it then, just about how fun it'd be for us to both get out and possibly do a tour. This was before Kane was selling out arenas all over the place, but
right.
But no, Kane's such a good dude, and mm-hmm. It's really cool that, you know, he's got Kingsley, who's about the same age as Eloise, and so it'll be cool to have, you know, possibly get them all out one weekend and have them hang and play, and then me and Kane can go play some music at night.
Yeah, but I see some play dates.
Yeah.
I'd like to be, I want to get Hot 20 in our shows out there because
Dude,
maybe I could babysit while you guys play.
There I'll you go. we'll do Hot 20. We'll hang out.
Right.
At the basketball arena, and then we'll pass them off to the wives.
Uncle Coco.
Uncle Coco, and then we'll go play some music.
I have experience. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
It'll be fine. Everyone stay calm. all right, Jordan, good catching up. Thanks for the time, and congratulations on the big news today. And we'll give you lots of love for Friday.
Dude, thanks, Cody. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
All right, bye.
This has been CodyCast. Subscribe now on iTunes. Listen anytime on the iHeartRadio app. Cody is heard on hundreds of radio stations across America and seen on CMT Hot 20 Countdown every weekend. For more, go to cmtcody.com.